This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Julian Ortiz. First name is Julian, J-U-L-I-A-N, last name is Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z, Ortiz, date of birth 6-1-2018. This letter is being written to Dr. Farda Qureshi. First name is Farda, F-A-R-D-A, Farda, last name is Qureshi, Q-U-R-E-S-H-I, address 6500 East Remington Drive, Suite 15, Sunnyvale, California, 94087, telephone number 408-730-2200, fax number 408-730-4900. Dear Dr. Farda Qureshi, F-A-R-D-A, last name Qureshi, Q-U-R-E-S-H-I. Patient's name is Julian Ortiz, J-U-L-I-N, last name Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z, date of birth 6-1-2018. Thank you for asking me to see this six-year-old boy in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Julian has been having recurrent problem with coughing, wheezing, and persistent nasal congestion for many years, period. Coughing is much worse during winter time and with runny nose and with the physical activity, period. This problem is much worse now, and according to mom, he seems to be having a cold just about all the time, period. There is no history of any exposure to pets or smokers, period. He was hospitalized at age 10 months for RSV, and that certainly could have triggered an asthma disease, period. There is recently he's been missing school and sleep is disturbed, period. Certainly he's not able to participate fully in physical activity because of coughing, period. There were some lab work. There's no history of any eczema, any obvious food allergies, but parents are concerned about food allergies, period. Food allergy rest testing revealed results are as follows. Serum IgE 291, which is slightly elevated. There are many positive reactions to many different foods, but clinically he does not seem to have any problem with any foods, period. I believe all the positive food reactions are just basically a manifestation of sensitization, but no actual allergies, period. I believe the only significant positive reaction are to various grasses and trees, and perhaps a small reaction to dust mite, period. This was all discussed with family, and they were very happy to hear that no food restrictions are required, period. I obtained a chest X-ray, and that was completely normal, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 6-year-old who had mild wheezing, and I believe he has chronic mild persistent asthma with allergic rhinitis, period. He has been taking number one Zyzal, XYZAL Zyzal, number two albuterol nebulizer, number three QVAR, number four albuterol inhaler, and these medications are generally effective, period. However, family is using them intermittently, and I believe we need to use some inhaled steroids on a regular basis for a month or two and get rid of airway inflammation, period. He has used oral steroids 2 to 3 times in 2024, and that certainly confirms my feeling that he certainly has mild persistent type asthma, and that needs to be recognized and treated appropriately, period. New paragraph. On his first visit, I recommended budesonide 0.5 twice a day for 1 to 2 months. number two, Singulair, 5 milligram at night. He was seen again about 4 weeks ago, and according to mom, there is miraculous improvement, and he is doing very well, period. There is no cough, and he seems to be sleeping well. He's not missing school, and family is very relieved, period. Certainly, budesonide administration on a regular basis is quite helpful, period. Examination today on a repeat on his visit on 8/28/24 revealed a mild nasal congestion, but otherwise everything appears to be quite normal, period. Allergy testing revealed this is terrible. Allergy testing revealed positive reaction to dust mites and grasses and some trees, and that would be quite consistent with the diagnosis of springtime rhinitis and mild asthma, period. Testing to molds and weeds, testing to mold was pretty unremarkable, although was pretty unremarkable. We discussed with family the appropriate management, and I am recommending the following. Number one, Singulair 5 milligram daily. Number two, nebulizer with albuterol or albuterol inhaler can be used for any intermittent wheezing. Number three, certainly budesonide may have to be reinstituted if his persistent wheezing comes back. Overall, I believe he should do quite well, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Julian Ortiz. Thank you.